T.S. Eliot's poem and our gospel reading take us to the Magi, the wise ones, their journey to find the Christ child, and their return by another way. In Sartre's play Bar Jonah, the Magi explain their journey to the Jewish headman, who calls them doting old fools. Bar Jonah, it is true that we are very old and very wise, and we know all the evil in the world. Still, when we saw this star in heaven, our hearts leapt for joy like the hearts of children. We have been like children, and we set out on the road because we wanted to accomplish our duty as men, the duty of hope. The man who loses hope, Bar Jonah, will be chased from his village and cursed. The stones of the road will be rougher under his feet and the brambles more spiky. The load will weigh heavier on his back. All his misfortunes will plague him like angry bees, and everyone will mock him. But everything smiles on the man who hopes. For him, the world is a gift. Come on then, see if you want to stay here, or make up your mind to follow us. Who is wise in our day? Who inspires hope? Who do we look to for wisdom? Siri, Alexis, Google, Mum and Dad, scientists, philosophers, theologians, politicians, children, homeless people, or partners or lovers? Or, in the dailiness, where do we search for wisdom? Wisdom which tells us who we are and where we are going. Sometimes it comes from most unexpected sources. I find that it is when I make space that I am open to receive wisdom. It may be on retreat. It may be after meditation or walking the labyrinth, or sharing a meal with a homeless person. Then the question is, what wisdom do you call yours? Listening? Practical expertise? Gardening? Science? Art? Public service? Medicine? Philosophical wisdom? What wisdom do we bring to this God with us? Because we must bring something. We have lived long enough. Surely we have learnt something. This relationship with the divine must include give and take. Call does include give and take. In any relationship of love, coming out of the heart of love, there is an ease. Sometimes there are words, sometimes action, sometimes a physical gift, and sometimes silence. What do you offer? Did they find what they came for, these wise ones? Have we found what we're looking for? Have you ever been grabbed by an angelic vision, inspired by a feeling in your gut? Have you ever acted on that yes or no? I have. The wise ones in the story seek and follow and find in an unexpected place. They followed the stories of their tradition, which spoke of a Messiah to be born of a virgin. These were outsiders. Iranians, probably. Zoroastrians. All a part of our Christmas story. Part of our Christian story. Which, with the Hebrew tradition, always includes the possibility of strangers with wisdom. Foreigners with knowledge and understanding. Like the Queen of Sheba visiting Solomon. The three angels who visited Abraham, the foreign women who challenged Jesus. Outsiders often see things more clearly. I wonder whether I am open to experiencing God's presence in those outside my circle, children, elders, street people, those with addiction problems, homeless people, and those couch surfing. Do I find Christ in them? We heard last year from Elaine Furness on Refugee Saturday. She spoke of the love she receives, the wisdom she garners from her refugee friends. Just 1 week at Kaleidoscope confirms the wisdom of our children. Our gospel story from Matthew is a tapestry of hope and of shame, of life and of death. William Loder reflects, when we, as it were, kneel upon it, we place ourselves in the story. It becomes our story. It becomes the story of the little people of Bethlehem, of the children for whom Rachel weeps, of the refugees who must flee their security, of rulers who are anxious and fear change, and of people like most of us, who are seen as wise and educated and are able to offer ourselves and our gifts. One of those gifts is to be able to lead people beyond a superficial reading of the story, which becomes hung up on dates of stars, and into its rich fabric and its lines of very similitude with what we know of Herod and what we know of today's world. Jan Richardson offers an epiphany blessing for those who have far to travel. She says, if you could see the journey whole, you might never undertake it. Might never dare the first step that propels you from the place you have known to the place you know not. Call it one of the mercies of the road, that we see it only by stages, as it opens before us, as it comes into our keeping, step by single step. There is nothing for it but to go, and by our going, take the vows the pilgrim takes, to be faithful to the next step, to rely on more than the map, to heed the signposts of intuition and dream, to follow the star that only you will recognize. To keep an open eye for the wonders that attend the path. To press on beyond distractions, beyond fatigue, beyond what would tempt you from the way. There are vows that only you will know, the secret promises for your particular path, and the new ones you will need to make when the road is revealed by turns you could not have foreseen. Keep them, break them, make them again, each promise becomes part of the path. Each choice creates the road that will take you to the place where at last you will kneel to offer the gift most needed. The gift that only you can give before turning to go home by another way. I let Mary Oliver have the last word. No, I'd never been to this country before. No, I didn't know where the roads would lead me. No, I didn't intend to turn back.